Foundations of Amateur Radio. Since becoming a licensed amateur in 2010, I have spent a good amount of time putting together my thoughts on a weekly basis about the hobby and the community surrounding amateur radio. As you might know, my interest is eclectic, some might say random, but by and large I go where the unicorns appear. Over a year ago, I mentioned in passing a community called Ham Sci. The label on the box is Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, which gives you a sense of what this is all about. It was started by amateur radio scientists who study upper atmospheric and space physics. More formally, the Ham Sci mission is the, quote, continuation and extension of the amateur's proven ability to contribute to the advancement of the radio art, end quote. If you visit the hamsci.org website, and you should, you'll discover dozens of universities and around 1,300 people, many of whom are licensed radio amateurs, who are asking questions and discovering answers that matter to more than just our amateur community. For the eighth time, the Ham Sci community held an annual workshop, really an opportunity to get together and share ideas, in person and across the internet, a conference by any other name. Under the banner of Ham Sci's Big Year, over 2 days, 56 people representing 27 different organizations across 61 sessions, tutorials, discussions, tools, posters, and demonstrations explored topics all over our hobby, from the Personal Space Weather Network, capable of making ground-based measurements of the space environment, to the Whistler Catcher Pi, a project to record the VLF spectrum to 48 kHz using a Raspberry Pi. You'll find research into HF antennas for the DARSI, or Distributed Array of Small Instruments project, and associated NSF grants, exploring measurements of HF and VLF combined with GPS and magnetometer across 20 to 30 stations. There's discussions on how to explore geospace data, such as information coming from the Personal Space Weather Station Network, or PSWS, using the Open Space Project, and dealing with the challenges of visualizing across a wide scale, all the way up to the entire known universe. Did I mention that there's work underway to add PSWS-compatible receivers to Antarctica? There's reports on observations and modelling of the ionospheric effects of the April 2024 Solar Eclipse QSO party, including Doppler radio, HF time differences and medium wave signal enhancements, not to mention planning and promoting future meteor scatter QSO parties. There's post-sunset sporadic F-propagation, large-scale travelling ionospheric disturbances, GPS-disciplined beacons, the physical nature of sporadic E-propagation, and plenty more. As you might have heard me say at one time or another, the difference between fiddling and science is writing it down. It means that you'll find every session has accompanying documentation, charts, graphics, and scientific papers. Remember, there's 8 years of reading to catch up with, or learn from, or play with. The publications and presentations section on the hamsci.org website currently has 526 different entries. You might not be interested in the impact of radio wave and GPS scintillation or rapid fluctuation in strength caused during the G5 geomagnetic storm that occurred on the 10th of May 2024, or a statistical study of ion temperature anisotropy using AMISR, or Advanced Modular Incoherent Scatter Radar data, or you might. In case you're curious, anisotropy is the property of being directionally dependent. In other words, it matters in which direction you measure, which might have some relevance to you if you consider that we think of the ionosphere and radio paths as being reciprocal. If it reminds you of isotropy, that's because they're opposites. The point being that amateur radio is a great many things to different people. If you're a scientist, budding, graduate, or tenured, there's a home for you within this amazing hobby. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.